The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust you had a wonderful weekend, got yourself some rest, and ready to go the whole week. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can also call us on 325-4259, that's 325-4259. You can text us. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. You can hear really some interesting things when you are not listening. Really interesting. So I don't myself know Mr. Peter Gowdy, who is the Bahamas Chamber of Commerce and Employers Federation's labor division head. But it is reported that he said in response to the BNSI's labor report showing that the unemployment rate is down from 10.8% to now 9.3%. And notice when it went down, not much was said about whether it being down was seasonal or not. Remember, it being up was seasonal. Now that it's down, maybe the down is seasonal. No. But no one was saying anything about that. But apparently, Mr. Gowdy said that he wasn't surprised by this. He said, that doesn't surprise me, but what's good news about that is there's a lot of investment going into Freeport, in the harbors, the cruise port, and all the rest of that. That's going to create more employment, okay? That's what he said. He said, my deep, deep hope is that the numbers keep rising in Freeport, and that people from Nassau go to Freeport and start to build lives. Let's get serious about this. If Freeport can take off, which I think isn't, if Freeport is going to take off, which I think isn't going to happen, isn't going to happen now. It's going to take a year or two. But if Freeport can take off with the construction of the cruise port and all the rest of that good stuff, then it will need people. And Freeport doesn't have enough people, then they have to come from Nassau. So, if you go on the Grand Bahama Port Authority's website, it lists all the projects that is ongoing or in the pipeline for Grand Bahama. And it has listed some $2 billion worth of such. I mean, the prime minister and those have said that already too. They said that there's $3 billion plus of investments in the pipeline, et cetera, or stuff for Freeport, Grand Bahama. But Mr. Gowdy says that there's lots going on in Grand Bahama, and he lists for instance, investment in the harbors and cruise port and the rest of that. Now, first of all, Celebration Key is already done. The cruise port, there's a cruise port coming to Grand Bahama. I mean, I heard about something, but is there a cruise port coming to Grand Bahama? There is expansion taking place at the shipyard. I think the container port has got some expansion going on. But if you add all of those up together, if you add up what we know, who live in Grand Bahama that's going on, if you add all of those up today, in terms of job creation, now and going forward, I don't know if in terms of permanent jobs for Grand Bahamans, I don't know if you can get 1,000 jobs. I don't even know if you get 500 jobs. And I could assure Mr. Gowdy that there are more than 500 people, 1,000 people, unemployed in Grand Bahama. Between those who are unemployed and those who are discouraged workers, there's more than 1,000. So I was alarmed. I was really surprised because I'm wondering, people should move to Nassau? I don't think he was saying they should move to Nassau. He was expressing more the hope that if Grand Bahama took off, it will need employees, and then people from Nassau could move to Grand Bahama. Is that a fair reading of what he said? Let's read what he said again. He said, "That doesn't surprise me, but what's good news about that is there's a lot of investment going into Freeport. A lot. What's a lot of investments? And just remember, investments have different characters, right? You can have a capital-intensive investment, meaning you spend lots of money but produce limited number of jobs. You can have a labor-intensive investment, meaning that you can spend relatively less money and have lots of labor. So a hotel is labor-intensive on the construction side and on the permanent operation side. A container port is capital-intensive. It's not labor-intensive. A shipyard is labor-intensive, but not for Bahamian labor, because most of the labor is the kind of people who are used to building ships. They come from Eastern Europe, Jamaica, and them kind of places. So investments have different traits. First of all, what's a lot of investments? $1 billion, $2 billion, we've done been there with Grand Bahama. We were told this now for a couple of years. So what's a lot of investments, and what type of investments? He says the harbor and the cruise port. Y'all been over by the cruise port? Right? The cruise port has employees, but it's not a lot of employees. This is the one in Nassau I'm talking about. Right? Producer, you've been to cruise port? You see a buggy load of people walking up and down there working? you have people employed, thank God for that. But it's not a highly, 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 highly labor intensive place. Not like a hotel, right? Not like a manufacturing operation or something like that. So how much investment and what are these investments exactly? Right? He says, my deep, deep hope. Well, see, hope, my deep, deep hope. Hope? Hope? What about the numbers? What about the data? How about you list beyond the two things you mentioned, these projects? Like I said before, if you go on the Grand Bahama Port Authority's website, they list for you. They tell you the investments going on. They tell you, and among them was Celebration Key. That's on its way. That's already done. That's already done. You know, listen, I'm not one of those people who will trample on Celebration Key. It's an economic enterprise. It's hiring Bahamians. It's hiring people. It's providing business opportunities for some folks. And so that is good. That's good for Grand Bahama. But let me give you an example of the limitations of it. So I know someone who is operating down there. And so I asked him, I said, you know, how's it going? This is his answer. Listen to me now. Producer, you tell me how you'd respond if somebody answers you like this. I says, how's it going down there, man? He say, well, you know, we trying to figure it out. Celebration keep trying to figure it out. So we trying to figure it out. This happened yesterday. Now, if you down to Celebration Key and you make it money, and I ask you how it go, what you think you can say? Going good, you know. Things going good, man. I said, and he doesn't have a complex situation. I said, so how is it going? He said, well, you know, we trying to figure it out and they trying to figure it out. Everybody trying to figure it out. That didn't inspire me. All right? So I don't know what information Mr. Gowdy has. I don't. I live in Freeport. Anyone who tells you ain't nothing happening in Freeport would be lying. Things are happening. You have a Celebration Key going on. You have an expansion at the shipyard going on, etc. So something is going on. Now, is something going on and will be going on in 2 years, 3 years' time that says pick up from Nassau and move to Freeport? I can't tell you that. I have no data, no information on that. I don't know what Mr. Gowdy knows. Maybe he knows some stuff. I don't know. I don't know. His optimism must be rooted in something, but it is not something that I am aware of and can appreciate at the moment. Again, if you run around and say nothing happening in Freeport, that's a lie. That's untrue. Clearly, Freeport's economy has ticked up some. We know it hasn't ticked up a whole, like robustly, because the unemployment rate remains high. The last report tell you that, right? The unemployment rate in Grand Bahama is almost 10%. That's high unemployment. So clearly, the economy is not there yet. And Mr. Gowdy said, so he says he thinks in the next 2 years or so. Okay, based on what? What's going to build out in the next 2 years more than what's happening now? Are there new investment projects that he's aware of that we are not aware of? Because you can't be talking about the shipyard. You can't be talking about the container port. Neither of them will generate any massive amount of economic opportunities, employment opportunities in Grand Bahama. It will not. Not in the next year or two. No, sorry, Bob. Are there other things? Maybe. This Texas, hi, Mr. L. Tell Mr. Gowdy that for starters, Freeport need their airport. You could start with that. You could start with that, right? It's kind of weird. It was weird. Really strange. Now, I do agree that should Grand Bahama come to a robust economic place, that there are lots of Grand Bahamians who now find themselves in Nassau who would pick up tomorrow and go home. Tomorrow. But I can only tell you, based on what I know, I don't see that trajectory Mr. Gowdy is mentioning. I don't see it. But again, that's just where I am. And I don't claim to have all the information. But I do know, I try to understand and know what's happening on the ground there. in Freeport and in the rest of the Bahamas, and I don't see it. Not yet. It says, I maintain that we need to make Freeport a haven for retirees. We could lure these people with the right incentives. Prices are way better in Freeport than in South Florida. Prices of, yeah, you mean like housing and stuff like that. I agree with you, actually, that retirees, especially, you know, people in the professional ranks, engineers and doctors and lawyers and teachers, et cetera. Yes, and I think that we could create packages of incentives that include constructing homes that are not $750,000 or $1 million, so they could be more modest. These are retirees, after all, because what it is it that you want? You want the stability of their economic, you want the stability of their economic spending over the course of their retirement. I think that can work. I agree with you on that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands in all seasons.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Flame Grill tastes better. Head to Burger King Nassau. You'll see our legendary Whopper with cheese is made with 100% flame grilled beef for that juicy and smoky barbecue flavor you love. Topped with fresh ingredients and nestled in an even fluffier bun. And right now, enjoy BK's Whopper with cheese combo with fries and a drink for just $9, including that. The King gives more food and more flavor for an unbeatable price. Taste the flame grill difference at any of Burger King's 7 locations in Nassau.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, Mr. Lang, Mr. Gowdy's assessment, albeit positive, of Grand Bahama's economy and job creation, the reality is the economy is very low and slow. To get real significant investments back into Grand Bahama, we need tourism to come back quickly and in great numbers. You know, I agree with you 100%. We can talk about industrial stuff all we want. And I wouldn't say don't go for the industrial stuff. Don't look at industrial stuff. Get them if you can. But the truth of the matter is, soaking up labor in Grand Bahama, making and creating jobs for Grand Bahamians is going to require tourism development. That's a reality. Tourism fits the skill set of lots of people still. It fits the skill set of lots of young people who don't have any really refined or specialist skills. It creates opportunities for them to serve and what have you. Tourism is still a necessary component of the Grand Bahama economy as it is the rest of the Bahamas. We have to. And so I agree with you 100%, bro. 100%. We could run from it sometimes when you talk to people at the port. Not the people who work there, but some of the people who are seeking to. They still all gung-ho on this industrial, and it's supposed to be an industrial hub. Man, yes, develop the industrial hub. But you want to create jobs for people? Tourism. Get the airport together. Get the hotel together. Watch and see how Freeport transforms. That's what it's going to take. For real. Says, still don't understand the settlement between the two parties on the Bahamas Hotel. Did China pay the original owner, Bahama Hotel? Well, I mean, there was something saying that was settlement, some settlement happened, but the court ruled in favor of Ismailian, and so the China Construction Group has to pay. Whether they paid or will pay, they have to pay. Now, whether they pay the full $3 billion or whatever it was, or settle for $700 million or $800 million, I don't know, but they have to pay because they lost. That's what has to happen. They have to pay. So you're none for me and you don't understand. They have to pay. This text says, good morning, Mr. Lang. Freeport needs an airport. Shipyard and container port expansions will and cannot deliver what Mr. Gowdy is referring to. Agreed on that. There is a need for further development of Freeport in reference to hotel rooms, etc. As the expansion of the shipyard brings more contractors to house and there are not that many hotel rooms available. Contractors stay and live on board the cruise ship while being refurbished. Until the government and the Port Authority gathers interest in the further development of Grand Bahama Island, I do not see myself and other Grand Bahamians returning to the island anytime soon. I am not as optimistic as Mr. Gowdy. There's no reason actually to be optimistic unless Mr. Gowdy provides some information the rest of us do not have. I don't, and you know, and I know, we want and rooting for Freeport's recovery resurgence. We're rooting for it. The fact of the matter is, the information is just not there right now to root for it. And I've said that Freeport's economy will get there one day. I don't know when it is, but I believe it will. In there today, and I don't see it. I don't see what will help me to see it will get there in the next year or two. It says, "Hi, Mr. Lang." Oh, don't read. I just be in Freeport mostly. Okay. The thing, I really, you know, honestly, even the government, which I think would want to be as optimistic as Mr. Gowdy is, has not been so gung-ho as to say to Nassauvians, you know, get ready to go back to Freeport. I don't think so. Because, I mean, think about that for a moment, right? You're the government. And you're going into an election next year. And you would be delighted to say to Grand Bahamas, oh, get ready. It's coming in the next year or two. Coming. Nassauvians, move the Grand Bahama. You'd be, but nobody got me to say that. Like I said, unless Mr. Gowdy has some information the rest of us don't have, I don't see the message. I don't see what he sees for the moment. I do not. This text says, even now, if Dylan Knowles, who's the president of the Grand Bahama Chamber of Commerce, had said that, if Dylan Knowles had said that, and I tried to reach him, I was trying to reach him, I didn't reach him, I'd say, okay. This text says, good day, sir. Whatever movement you're seeing in the Grand Bahama economy today has nothing to do with this current administration. Not a thing. Every major project, every agreement, every spark of activity was signed, initiated, and pushed forward under the Minutes administration. I didn't say that this administration was responsible for those things at all. I happen to know what you know, which is that Celebration Key was not originated under this present administration. The expansion of the container port, not under this administration, or the shipyard under this administration. Those are the three things, sizable things I know are going on in Grand Bahama. Somebody else tell me something else that's going on in Grand Bahama that I might miss. I know there's some other little smaller projects going on, but somebody tell me something else more sizable than the container port, the shipyard, Celebration Key, because I don't know. And that just could be because I don't know. All right? For me, it's not it really doesn't matter whether it's the government or someone else, but what matters is that something's going on, and we don't know. We don't know. All right, we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Dawn's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashi Institute, BEMC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We're just talking about, in the first instance, Mr. Gowdy of the Bahamas Chamber of Commerce, his comments about Grand Bahama and its development. Any of y'all check out Grand Bahama Port Authority website and see the projects that the Grand Bahama Port Authority has had laid out there for a little bit, explaining what has happened. And that notwithstanding, you can tell where Grand Bahama's economy is going because you can see what the employment is doing. Because every time the BNSI puts out its information on the labor thing, you can tell. And crime bombers, economies, unemployment rate is higher than the national average, slightly higher than the national average. Female unemployment down there is about 10%+. Male, I think 9.9% or thereabouts. And so it's not a healthy economy. It's Texas saying, by the time the roads are completed, there will be no paint on my car. The wall was hit by a big truck while the tractor was on the corner. The porch and gate are white from dust. Please, I need help. Thank you. Says, this is Joe Findon Road. Continues to be unhealthy for residents. We need help. That, so you all hear that? The people of the living in the not Joe Findon Road area are saying they need help. They need help. They need rescue. That's what they say. It says, Mr. Lang, all Grand Bahamians are well aware that those major projects were already signed off on by the previous administration. Who cares? We only want what's best for Grand Bahama Island. That's what I said, right? People want to come home to peace and quiet and no traffic. Less crime, all of it. Nassau is out of control and is where all the job opportunities are offered. Grand Bahamians need a reason to return home and want to return home. We need opportunities. So I agree with you 100%. But New Providence has its issues too. Remember, the unemployment rate in New Providence is 9%. Okay? So, yes, it's got more opportunity, New Providence, but it's got not enough opportunities too because the unemployment rate is 9%. We have a call on the line, but I can't pick up. Caller? Oh, okay, good. We have a call on the, yeah, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good morning to you, Mr. Lang.
Yes, how you doing?
What prompted me to call was, I think you said you spoke to somebody about Celebration Tea.
Yeah, I spoke to somebody who,
in Grand Bahama, and they were saying hopefully something happened or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Mr. Lang, the problem is they're on Celebration Tea so far as the overhead for the average person who is in that, the rent is so high, and I think the government should have really tried to negotiate a better deal for the Bahamian people.
Mm.
Because you almost have to work so much a day just to make the rent,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe you may have a couple of days to make your rent or your mortgage or to pay other bills. I mean, I don't know, the person who spoke to you maybe didn't want to get into details, but that's a part of it. The rent is just too high. Secondly, in Grand Bahama, they need to get something done with Lucaya. If they could get the hotel open up where more tourists would frequent that area and shop, then that would be a plus for the economy of Grand Bahama.
Mm.
And lastly, I want to say with the person who I think you said Joe Farrington Road, they're having a problem down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they need, for something to happen for them, they need a by-election down there, and something will happen for them right away. those are my opinions today.
I thank you, man. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, you know, boy, business is always a challenge. A huge opportunity, but always a challenge. And if you have cost structures that create a high threshold for you, then it does make it even more difficult. If that rent is high, if that lease is high, then the cost of labor and the cost of your inputs are high. Now you have to pray that you got the right pricing structure, which means you have to know what your customers can take. You have to pray you get the right location and that the traffic is going to be there. It's a lot. Especially if your cost structure is high. I know the person didn't go into that kind of detail. Like I said, I just took from how they answered me that it ain't robust. That's because they weren't smiling. not so much. But, you know, they weren't unpleasant. But I could tell, you know. This says, but why is high rent an issue? I mean, I understand, but why would you sign a rent agreement if your business model can't support it? Well, you think. See, this is, listen, man. Every business start is a hope and an expectation about the future. You don't know. You think. You even just because you put a business plan in place and your forecast says, I'm going to pick up 40 people, 60 people, doesn't mean that will happen. You can't dictate to people that they come to you. Right? You don't know exactly what people are going to do. You're thinking based on all the information I have. This is possible. Lord, they say they have these thousands and thousands of people coming, etc. But they don't tell the people, you must go to him and buy from him or her. So you don't know. But you think it's possible, but it may not turn out to be the case. And those of you who, when you raise this kind of questions, I gather you may not have been in business yourself, because many businesses don't succeed because they think, and these are sophisticated businesses that don't succeed because they believe something will be the case, but the business model turns out not to be the one that fits reality. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Brother Lang.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, all right. I like how you said that, to be honest with you. I think if I had to pay rent, you know, it would have been harder for me, but I might have still been subsisting. But the first start of the show, you was talking about the unemployment rate in Freeport, right? Grand Bahama, right?
Well, no, I was responding to some comments made by Mr. Gowdy from the Bahama Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. But the thing is that the population of Freeport is I don't have no idea. I mean, because, you know,
it's around 50,000, we are told. But remember that half of them are children.
Oh, okay then. All right. Yeah, but and as it relates to, I want you to juxtapose this to me and comment. Because I don't know what the hoo-hoo-hoo-ray is, but 10% is somewhat high, and so I'm glad you reminded me of half as children, but that even given it, make it less, the numerology and then the high unemployment rate. Mm-hmm. So I thought it should be easier to bring it down, right? I'll just come on and listen
To bring what down?
The unemployment rate. That's
well,
what I mean.
Well, it isn't as hard because the population is smaller, but it can only happen when you get the kind of investments taking place that can absorb that unemployment. That's what.
Yeah, but I just thought. Yeah, but I mean, I like your response, but I just thought it should be more effort. I mean, if the population is growing, right? But I mean, it should be easy for them to do it, Mr. Lang.
No, Grandmama population isn't growing. It ain't
wrong. But anyhow, I mean, listen, you only had a joke? I mean, from 73, from Grammy.
Yeah,
from Grammy Dad.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
I was a little boy then, and my favorite auntie just came over. She ran back Saturday. Bless up.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah. It's hard, and it's not hard. It's hard because you can't force people to invest, so you have to attract people to invest, right? And that's not easy, especially in the global environment in which we find ourselves. But it's easy to end that if you get a major investment, particularly in the tourism space, if you get a major investment in those spaces, that space, you can soak up unemployment in Grand Bahama easily enough, right? So let's say Alukaya takes off. Xanadu gets sold and redeveloped. I dare say to you right away, Grand Bahama's unemployment rate could drop to 7%, below 6-7% easily, right? But now you got to get that done. And that's the challenge. And the question is, what is being done about that? mean, the people who own the Port Authority, the St. George's, the Haywoods, I think they're out there trying to get these investments. You have to think that. I don't know. I mean, I know some of the players, and I know that they go, they do make some trips trying to do that. The government, you'd think, we had a big announcement about Alukaya the other day. And to date, we are still waiting to hear more, to see more. Grand Bahama. Grand Bahama. So you just have to... See, Mr. Gowdy says his deep hope. This is planning, man. This is planning. This is development. In development, it's not a question. It's not a matter of hope. It's a matter of strategic intent and conduct. That's what it is. And the hope springs from the products of your strategic intent and behavior and conduct and action. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
I'm right here, man. How are you?
Okay, I'm good. Oh, Mr. Lang, do you know any website that I could go on to find out the average properties over there in Freeport?
Yeah, almost any of the real estate companies will have listings, and so you could always check them. All the major real estate companies have operations in Freeport and Grand Bahama, so you could just check their listings.
Okay, anything, I'll probably look at good man. I've been over there a couple of years back. Man, Mr. Lang, I fall in love with the place, you know.
Mm-hmm. What you looking to buy? You looking to buy on the canal, on the ocean, or interior?
No, regular property where you could probably put up a house or something.
You ain't gonna pay. You can pay between 15,000, 30,000, 40,000, depending on the size. Man, ain't no big money. Listen, Nassau, you want a deal? you can't buy land in Nassau. Go to Freeport.
Well, I ready now.
Go to Freeport. Give me a call. Give me a call off air. 439-3043.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problems. Right. Nassau, I'm telling you, even in terms of constructing a home. Now you say, but Lang ain't no work. You talking about the rich Nassauians, man, who looking for a second home, who looking for something else in a more quiet place. It says, yes, I understand that, but extraordinarily high rent where you have to ask the PM to intercede. Just because he's asking the PM to intercede doesn't mean that it's extraordinarily high. It just may be too high based on the traffic that they're getting from the place. So I remember now. I mean, you know, let's stay right there. Let me finish your point. I would not, for example, open a business in a mall downtown or outside the pub because it is risky and you can't know what will happen. Let me tell you something, what will happen. So you test. I take a risk of high rent with a business that's been proven in another location doesn't guarantee success, but you have some information to go on to accept a greater risk. That's fair. Thanks for that. That's fair. But let me tell you something. I was asked if I would. Why wouldn't I try to get a location down at Celebration Key? And I wouldn't do it. You know why? Them folks coming off that boat, they are something, man. They don't have a lot of incentive to get a lot of anything from anybody when them boat feeding them and doing everything for them. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break.
Thank you.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashi Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson, Island Luck, Starbucks, and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Lang, number, please. Chicago.
No, you're on the phone.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hello, you're on air. You want my private number?
Is this Mr. Lang?
Yes, this is me, but I'm on air.
I know. Oh, no. Yes. Let's in here. That's the number. You mentioned something. I'd like to get in touch with you.
Okay. Yeah. But 439-3043 after the show.
439-3043.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'll get to you. What time is a good time to call?
After the show.
Okay.
After four.
Okay.
Thank you. Now listen. Yes. So the Guardian, the Nassau Guardian, has on the front page a story about a no-bid AC contract that was given. You have another call on the line? Oh, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, Patrick, good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's up?
Doing well, sir.
I'm okay. Thank you. What's up?
It's like, I mean, I don't know. This is a bit off topic a bit, but I want to know. I listened to the news, just a few minutes ago, and they have the faculty at BTVI, they're refusing to work and whatnot.
Right.
We have all of these disagreements with the union. The governor hired Mr. Bernard Evans, I think. I don't know if he's still in the government's employ, but he was supposed to be the mediator. I heard the guy say, we have to call on the prime minister. Why? I mean, Ms., what are we paying these people for? Why everything has to reach the prime minister's desk? You know,
if you have a mediator, that doesn't mean because you have a mediator, the mediator will be able to resolve a dispute between people, eh?
So what is he there for?
No, no. Let's be fair now. Uh-huh. I can. You could ask me to mediate something. And maybe I go and I try and I do my best to mediate it, but it doesn't bring a resolve. And so, therefore, you have to escalate it. That's not unusual in a process. That happens all the time.
Yeah, but it seems to be in this particular.
Oh, you mean the dispute? No dispute.
Come on, man.
I understand.
Reach an agreement.
I understand. You're saying when you look at all the disputes.
Every time there's a union that, or whatever it is, we got to call the prime minister.
Okay.
We got to ask the prime minister.
Okay.
That shouldn't reach.
I understand.
Up to the prime minister at this particular. You have who supposed to be there. The prime minister could be involved in other things. But this little union
Let me ask you a question. Somebody is leading the BTVI. They will be gone December 20th.
Right.
December 20th of this year, right?
Yeah.
You can't wait for them to go. I mean, seriously, I'm just saying, right? 19 days? I can't wait 19 days?
But it even ain't quite 90 because you got a weekend.
I feel like I could suck that up, man. I mean, yeah, you've been maybe I write you plenty letters and tell you you've been this and that and the next thing to me and us and so forth. But I know about that. I mean, honestly, 19 days? You want the government to terminate somebody's contract?
The people say they tired.
But think about this though. She been there for a few years. Well,
but it's been contentious from day one.
Maybe so. But I'm saying though, 19 days.
19 days is for them. That's like 3 years. They just say they can't take no more.
Listen to me, man. Let me tell you. Listen to me. I'm serious. I'm dead serious about this. I'm not dismissing the frustration and that people might feel, but let me tell you something. The Bible says faith worketh patience. And patience experience.
Yes.
And experience hope. And hope make it not a shame.
Yeah, but you know.
No, you ain't gonna get me. 19 days? No, you ain't gonna. You can't.
Faith is a preacher.
Everybody, you cannot. You, my brother, I agree with you, but you cannot tell me. First of all, they may have to wait 19 days because I would be shocked if the prime minister dismissed that woman or anybody dismissed that woman with 19 days left. Shocked, stunned. So they can hardly wait anyhow. Man, we getting a Christmas break soon. Christmas coming. I know about that one. I know. Anyway, listen. So, the Free National Movement movement's leader raised this issue about this no-bid AC contract at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs there in the Goodman Space Center. $1.56 million. They raised this issue as a concern, no bid, meaning it was a direct award of contract and no bid. Now, let me say to you firstly, the procurement laws of the Bahamas allow for direct awards, no bid contract, under circumstances in which the government has to explain and justify in writing why it did so. So just so you know, you cannot run around saying, oh, we shouldn't have no-bid contracts. The law allows for that, and the law provided for that when the administration was in office. Let's be clear on that. But you have to justify it. So I did some inquiries. My understanding is that the circumstances down there with the mold situation, a lot of times these mold situation, which, by the way, if you're looking at the mold situation down there at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, you better go to the CA, Smith Center in Grand Bahama 2, where customs and them are located, and go look down there and see if there's not a mold problem down there. I'm only telling you, government. I'm telling you, look at, go check it out. Go check it out. People talk to me, right? So now, more than often, this mold is related to air circulation in the place. So a lot of times, it's the air conditioning involved. My understanding is that the mold problem needed to be remediated, required the air condition to be repaired in order to do the remediation properly, that the company that was awarded this contract to do this as a matter of urgency, you can't blame the company. The government said it needed to be done urgently, and if it's mold, it needs to be dealt with urgently. You don't fool around with no mold and have people working in no place. But that should be true for every place, not just Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Everywhere where there's mold problems, right? And my understanding is that there was a third-party evaluation of the bid that was provided, and it comported with the Ministry of Public Works' estimates. That's my understanding. So as far as I know and was informed, that's what happened here. There. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, how you doing today, sir?
I'm right here. How are you?
Yeah, I understand that this $1.56 million air conditioning contract, according to Mr. Pintad, he said it could be done for less than $500,000. Maybe I think he mentioned a figure around $300,000, eh?
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing I would say is this. Really, honestly, like me standing outside looking at you repairing your house or refurbishing your house, and you tell me you did it for $500,000, and I said, well, or somebody told me, why did you get done that for $200,000? I will not accept that. Unless I can do a proper evaluation of it and say, yeah, but you could have come out better off than that, I can't really say that. Okay, my understanding is a third party evaluated this bid. That's my understanding.
But it was something that needed to be urgently done. I mean, we couldn't wait to have it done properly. We couldn't wait to have
if you have mold issues, now again, I ain't trying to defend nobody down the road there because I don't know. All I know is when you have mold issues, you have to deal with that right away because that's a problem for people's health.
But you're asking about the mold issues that exist in other agencies.
This is my point. And I'm saying there's some other places where mold, I could tell you one place that takes mold remediation seriously as far as I have ever seen is down there by the University of Bahamas. They try to get on that as quickly as they can, right? But I understand there's some issues down there, maybe at the C.A. Smith building too. I have heard some complaints from some people who work there. And so maybe the government might want to check down there too and see if that may need some urgent attention.
Could I finally suggest and probably say something that I personally experienced? Mm. There was a big road that's being built. I think they call it the Tonic something Highway.
Tonic William Darling Highway.
But I didn't want to go in all those details because then they can know too much. But I understand that government tends to award these contracts to individuals other than Bahamians so that they can be beneficial for everybody. They can be the benefit.
Man, Bahamians, foreign, if you can take a kickback, it don't make no difference if it's foreign or Bahamian.
Yeah, but the Bahamian can talk.
You ain't got to tell me, but no Bahamians can talk because you think over the history of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. A history. Somebody ain't do nothing and get a kickback. What you hear? I've been around for a little while. What you hear?
Well, I'd rather water to a foreigner because they ain't gonna talk as much as a Bahamian can talk.
I hear you.
So I'm only saying I actually saw where money exchanged hands because the contract was awarded.
Yeah, but you couldn't believe that you saw something happening because you ain't reported, eh?
No, Mr. Lang.
See, you can give me another reason.
It isn't always good to speak the truth. Sometimes it's best to keep your mouth shut.
I got you, brother.
All right.
Boy, you all is something else. This text says, Mr. Lang, I don't think you know Linda Davis. I've dealt. You don't think I know? Why would you tell me what and who I know? Anyway, I've dealt with her at UB, and she is a natural tyrant, in my opinion. You would ask her a question, and she would turn her back on you. And so what that have to do with waiting 19 days? What that have to do with that? 19 days? My brother, I don't buy it. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm what you just said, I'm saying. I don't buy it. This says this woman needs to go home. 19 days is like 1900. She needs to go on her vacation, and your response to our suffering is sad. We never wanted her because she does not treat people like humans. She needs to go. Listen, you could say my response to your sadness, to your suffering is sad. That's on you. I can't do anything about that. I am telling you what I think. I'm saying 19 days? 19 days? And if you think that's sad, well, hey, be sad. I'm sorry. I'm just saying 19 days? We'll be back after this break.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands, in all seasons.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Transform your home for less at Kelly's House and Homes holiday paint sale now through Wednesday, December 24th. Enjoy 25% off house and spray paints plus 20% off paint supplies, except on net items. Our wide selection of paint colors is the perfect way to bring holiday cheer to your home. You'll also find the best selection of brushes, rollers, pans, glue, ladders, paint thinner, and more. So catch the holiday spirit and paint up for Christmas at Kelly's House and Homes holiday paint sale, going on now through December 24th.
This holiday season, Marco's Pizza is serving up the joy of taste. Two hot, fresh, medium, one-topping pizzas, plus any 2-liter Coke product for just $25 VAT included. Marco's Merry Feast. Celebrate with flavor. Celebrate with Marco's and a Coke this season. Bring the real magic of Marco's and Coke home this Christmas. Order Marco's Merry Feast online at marcospizzabahamas.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk. All day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hi, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, I've been listening to the show, and earlier they were talking about Seabreeze Road.
Mm-hmm.
I think all people need to up their upticks when they get a job to do.
Mm.
I think that road was promised to be finished in, I think, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's well over that time.
Mm-hmm.
they don't need to keep the people at bay as long as they have. As much as lie with it, even though that may be the shortest road, I try to avoid that road.
Mm.
They need to get the job done.
Mm.
I don't know what is happening with our people.
What's the complication?
They're taking too long.
Yeah, I wonder what the complication is.
I don't know. I don't know. They must have got gold hidden under there and they don't want to get up.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate you calling. This says, I have had an experience with that woman at BTVI. That woman, some years ago. She is not a nice person. No wonder those people want to see her go now. I don't know what anybody's experience with Dr. Linda Davis has been, and it could very well have been an unpleasant one. That's not my point. And I can understand if you want, you know, many of us want all kind of things to happen right away. But I'm just saying, right? I'm just thinking. 19 days left? Okay. This text says, this reminds me of the urgency of the hospital cleaning contract. This text says, Mr. Lang, would you sit patiently 19 days in hell or would you ask God for relief? It's bad, bad, sir. Well, first of all, for you to make that comparison to what you are in to hell, you must not know the description of hell that is in the Bible. Because I don't want to go in hell. I don't want to be in hell. And I'm not saying you want to be any longer where you are in the circumstances you are either. I'm just saying, with the greatest respect to yourselves, 19 days, I'm sorry, you cannot sell that to me. I'm sorry. Maybe I just don't get it, right? But you cannot sell that to me. 19 days? A demand for her to go for 19 days to go? I don't get that. I'm sorry. That to me, that's just it. Yes, it's maybe it's built up, and you got. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't. I just can't wrap my head around it. I just can't. It said, Mr. Lang, you are a good Bahamian, but I am sure you would not like to be bitten by a mosquito for 19 days. Go figure. First of all, let's be real, right? She ain't gonna bite you for 19 days. Because all of you ain't interact with her for 19 days. I mean, you've been interacting with her for years now. Years? 19 days? Okay. Oh, boy. That is a mosquito bite. This text says, wouldn't you have worked with Linda Davis at UB? Lang, she is a tyrant. She's harassing people, constantly every day. I've heard. You've heard. I did work with Linda Davis. I did. On a number of projects. Linda Davis is not the issue. I'm saying 19 days and she is gone. Gone. To me, the demand that she goes for before that time is really like, maybe this is a way for me to slap you on your way out. That's what I'm going to do. Slap you on your way out and kick you out the door so that we could say as you're gone, we kick you out. You didn't just quit or you didn't just finish up. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah. Mr. Lang, that was the next point that I wanted to address. After talking about Seabreeze Road, I have seen Linda Davis around COB and in other places. I have not worked personally with her after she got into management.
Mm.
But I don't like the whole trending of where our country is going with people in union positions dictating who stays and who goes.
Mm.
You understand?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
I think that's out of their preview. You are hired to work. The management is hired to work.
But
if you don't like what the person is doing, you complain about it.
But
you don't dictate who gets a job and who doesn't.
But
human resources don't know what they're doing.
But ma'am, think about this for a moment, right? If this had happened a year ago, 2 years ago, and people say, well, she got a year or 2 years left in the contract, blah blah blah. I would not have made the comments I made. 19 days?
Yeah.
But to dictate? To the government? To fire her?
It is across the board that I am hearing from different unions. You don't do that.
A union.
You don't dictate to leadership.
No, but a union.
Who stays and who goes.
No, but a union can believe a person to be injurious to their membership and want that person gone. I can see that that could happen.
Yeah, but they don't make that demand.
They could make it. What I'm interested to see now is what the government does. And I could tell you, I'd be stunned if the government sent that woman home. Stunned.
They should not.
Stunned.
If you tolerate someone for 30 years, you can send them home in 19 days. What egregious thing they did,
and terminate her contract, which makes them now liable, subject to something.
But she on contract.
She's on contract.
No, they can't move her.
For 19 days left on your contract? And people calling me, telling me it's sad the way you were talking about it? Suffering?
No. Lot of people see, and this is the problem in our country, a lot of people are not using sound judgment. They're only spewing out their emotional decision at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All people need to get back to basics and decide what work ethics they're going to improve upon. You understand where I'm coming from?
I understand exactly what you're coming from.
I don't like the level of work ethics in our country.
And I can tell you one thing. I woe be the politician who concedes to demand of people under these circumstances. Woe be unto them.
I tell you that. They will be like the man who went overboard with the donkey.
Absolutely.
So one group saying come this way and the other saying go that way.
Absolutely.
So they need to be firm before they put people in position. Know your clientele and then make sound judgment around it. But forget about those persons who are hired. You have to remember they hired for a while. But the ethics of our country, that is what is killing us.
I appreciate you calling, ma'am. Thank you very much. This text is, Mr. Lang, she needs to go home now. She is not a pleasant person and she seems to be mean and nasty on a hourly basis. Let the woman go now. Pleasant? She's not a pleasant person? That's what it is? She's not a pleasant person? She seems nasty. Seems nasty. You know her? You've been interacting with her? Man, please. Come on. Come on. Right? Come on. It's terrible. You know, when I first started this show, there's one lady, she used to go mount Facebook all the time telling the Guardian I need to go. I'm not pleasant. He's too arrogant. But that's not even the point. My point is, 19 days? You demanding the government fire her? It says, I'm sorry for those who hate Dr. Davis. She is, in my opinion, the best professional COB has had. Well, that's a point of view. A point of view. Is Texas, Mr. Lang, a third party having a look at the bid? Is no assurance that the process was upfront. Why couldn't they send it to bid but have the process streamlined and expedited? It's not difficult to ascertain the cost of replacing the unit. And from what I'm gathering, it's cost triple that cost. This is on a matter that was highlighted. So imagine what's going on that we had no knowledge of. We need better systems or tax base. Oh, you won't get any argument from me about the extent of transparency and accountability in respect of the government's handling of any number of these things, right? You won't get any, but the places from which I get my information provides me with some confidence in what I hear, okay? And so what challenging the bona fides of this contract issuance, you can always do that. You can always do that, right? That's always possible. I just want you all to know these wonderful standards must be set and kept now and into the future. Now and into the future. You hear me? Now and into the future. Say, I see. Oh, we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you today?
Right here, man. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I know Ms. Davis personally, right? He's very professional and astute person.
Mm.
And furthermore, she ran a university in America just recently. So I don't understand why 19 days left persons want us to leave. If the contract is just 19 days, I don't think the government is going to get rid of it before the 19
days. 19 days, bro. 19 days versus 2.5, maybe almost 3 years. 19 days?
You know what it is, Mr. Lang? Position killed the pope, eh? Okay? somebody is seeking that position, and they just can't deal with an astute.
No, I don't even think that's it. Honestly, I don't think that's it because a person who's seeking that position could wait 19 days, man. 19 days.
This is what I think.
I think this is about kicking her in the backside on her way out.
I don't think this present government is going to do that. I think they're going to wait to 19 days and let her go.
I don't see that happening either. Mind you, the people who want her gone, but they want her gone, I understand that. But I just talking about rationality now. I'm not talking. Listen, man, think about this for me. Think about this for me, Vinit.
Go ahead.
For however long she's been there, almost 2 years, maybe more. They sucked that up for 19 times 10, 20, 30 days.
And endured that.
Endured that, did not come out and say, this woman is killing us. We are suffering. 19 days left. All right, man. It says, "Hi, Z. It's Joe Farrington Road, Sea Breeze. Joe Farrington Road, not Sea Breeze. Disaster. Okay. So 19 days, maybe like being in an abusive marriage, our relationship." She'll be allowed to complete her contract, though. Makes financial sense. See, I don't even buy that analogy like being in a bad marriage. Because in you in a bad marriage, you got to go home to somebody. You and them got to negotiate being in the same house and sleeping. I mean, if you're the president of an organization and you have hundreds of people working for you, you really walking around miserating 100 people every single day? For hours? I don't get that. No. They say, so we supposed to suffer? No, I don't want you to suffer. I want you to tell yourself a different story so that you can develop the patience to wait 19 days and you can see her gone. That's what I'm saying. Suffer? Do you all know what suffering is? Yes, people can irritate you. People can insult you. But suffering? Boy, let me tell you something. So we have been complaining for the past 4 years. No one was listening. She has gotten worse since they refused to renew her contract. She is horrible, okay? But 19 days, though. And you 19 days? Sorry, Mr. Lang, I am in total support of unions because how little country runs if you are not a supporter of a political party and you have certain situations happen to you, dog eat your lunch. Okay? This says, the prophetess predicted 10 good days for pending doom to fall. 19 is long. Mr. Lang, you clearly missed all the other protests for the past years. We have been asking for her removal. We are tired. Yeah, maybe I missed all the other protests then. My God, 19 days though. Wow. That's crazy. That's crazy. I'm sorry. If the government does that and sees the all demands, I'd be highly, highly disappointed. Has nothing to do with Dr. Linda Davis. She could be all you all say. But this how we want to run the country? This how we want to run a country? Really? I can't take it no more. I can't take it no more. She got 19 days left. You got to fire her now. That's how we want to run a country. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important, so no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Explore a beautifully preserved 1930s Bahamian colonial home on William and Shirley Street, filled with antiques, collectibles, rare coins, stamps, furniture, vinyl records, and pieces from the Windsor Hotel. Join our private auction Friday, December 5th, 1 to 5pm. Register for $50 at BahamasLiquidation.com or WhatsApp 557-2522. Enjoy early catalogue access, complimentary drinks, and a private house tour. Then don't miss the free public auction Saturday, December 6th, 10am to 5pm. Card payment only. Delivery available for both events. Register now. Baker's Estate Auction. Preserving the past. One treasure at a time.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. You think all these WhatsApp is messages too? If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I was on this contract for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. I think that a part of the challenge that the government has is that a narrative has sprang up that suggest that transparency and accountability are not the order of the day, that these no-bid contracts are not the exceptions but the rule. Now, that may not be the truth, but that's the kind of narrative that is developing. And this narrative isn't new to the present administration. It was a narrative that got built up in the Minnis administration as well, where the call for contracts, and of course, in the context of the pandemic, that administration could say, oh, we had to do this urgently, or, you know, we've had to suspend regular business, etc. But it doesn't matter. For Bahamians, a lot of Bahamians, the notion is the government does these things, and these things are done not in the light, and you have to find out or figure out, or only when somebody leaks something or says something, you get to find out. When these are all public business, right? This is public business, where the government ought to be more than willing, more than interested, and just simply telling people, this is what we're doing, and this is why we're doing it. That don't mean people will continue to agree with, will agree with you, but at least people get the impression that what is being done is not being done under the table, in the back door, in the dark, etc. It's not a question of it actually being that, you know. It's the perception. Isn't there supposed to be a reporting on government-issued contracts? A regular reporting? Isn't that what the fiscal responsibility legislation, the procurement legislation, called for? And so, as a proactive measure, you could say, this month, this quarter, we did this, 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 and this. We did this one for that, this one for that, this one. We spent this amount of money, so forth and so forth. And then people get to say, oh, that's a new day in the Bahamas. When you can see that. Maybe not. Maybe you won't. I don't know. When people don't have information, they fill in the gaps. It's Texas. Hi, Shivago. Regarding Dr. Linda Davis, the people who can't wait 19 days, just think of Joseph waiting in prison for quite a while when he waited on the Pharaoh's cupbearer to do right by him. In the end, he was justified and rewarded. That it's true, but boy, I know if they can buy that. They ain't interested in listening to no religious talk. Nah, they want her gone. She's the evilest, most wicked person thing they have to deal with. They cannot take it for 19 more days. I don't think they're interested in any scriptures or any analogies from scripture. It says, give the woman a 19 days. Stop, people need to relax. It isn't that deep. According to them, it's deeper. Shivago Lang, he can't identify with their suffering. Me, I can't. That's what they're saying. I mean, me, it's not a question of identifying with your suffering. I'm not dismissing whether you're suffering. I don't think you suffering the suffering that so many people suffering, because trust me, some suffering going on out there in planet Earth and so forth and so forth. Frustration by somebody, people. I've worked in places where people have been really difficult. I have been there many times, right? And on one occasion at least, one occasion, I quit the job. Me, I quit. I said, you know what? I'd rather have my peace of mind and what have you than do this. But so I quit the job, right? That's not practical for everybody. I was much younger when I did that. I wasn't married, didn't have any kids. But I did that, right? So that's how difficult I found it, right? But if they had told me that fellow was leaving in 3 days or 19 days, I wasn't going to quit. I could promise you that. So the issue is contract ends in 19 days. That's the issue. And it'd be very hard pressed to try and convince me that the government should take that move. Very difficult. I'm sorry. But, as I was saying, let's take our final break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Langios. We'll be back after this final break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Masters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone.
Welcome, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live for the remaining moments of the show. So glad that you could join us again today. Let me end on a good note. Oh, we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Joel. How are you?
Hey, I'm right here, man. What's up?
Just in relation to Dr. Davis at BTBI. Mm-hmm. Is that the same Dr. Davis is speaking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm phoning in late, but I was following, trying to follow that situation when I first saw the union having a rally against her, or protesting against her at UB. And I find it a little strange. You know, we all have our rights in a democratic society to express how we feel, right, about an individual. But I'm watching and I'm seeing that under her leadership, right, a lot of positives has been taking place. At the BTBI. A lot of firsts have been taking place at the BTBI. And the government is making major investments and expanding the school under her leadership at the BTBI. They have gained more recognition globally with agreements that they have signed to provide technical education and to have their school even more widely accredited, right? Under Dr. Davis. And so I found myself thinking that this is what progress looks like, right? And you still have people who can uprise against that, right? Then the last bastion of hope should be the government of the Bahamas, where such level of progress exists, where such level of efficiency and productivity clearly exists. The government has to be able to come in and take a stand. It is not for a private entity, nor a union, to determine who the government hires, who the government does not hire, whose contract the government extend, whose contract is short lived. It is for the government of the Bahamas to determine, and they should determine that based on merit and performance. And clearly, Dr. Davis has been performing. So I don't get, for the life of me, why such a protest and a public outrage would be taking place against such a human being, such an established, performing, professional human being. And I want to call on the government, wherever possible, to utilize the services of such professionals. This is one of the reasons why, in my view, Shivago, people who are proven, who are tested, who are battle ready, and who can get results, don't like to rise to the poor in government.
But 19 days, though. All right. I appreciate you calling. Thanks for the comments. 19 days. Look, anyway, I want to end on this good note. So I'm a Los Angeles Lakers fan. Let me just put that in context for y'all. I'm a Jamal Wilts Los Angeles Lakers fan. Through all the defeats and all the successes, I've been a Los Angeles Lakers fan. When we acquired Aiden, I knew of Aiden. Of course, I know he's a Bahamian, so I was proud of that. When I watched Aiden play the first game, I was like, "Oh my gosh, I don't know. I'm not sure." I listened to his interviews beforehand and all that, and I said, "Wow, it sounds like he got a new start. And this is going to be helpful," and so forth and so forth. But his first game was not impressive. But ever since, oh, I'm so happy for him. Very happy for that young man and his performance and what have you. So hopefully he keeps it up and things continue to go well for him. Because it's always good to get a chance at redemption, as we like to say, when you're trying to get a fresh start. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, so glad that you could join us today. Thank you for joining us. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. God spare us life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Take care. Take a stand. Everybody.
Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.